Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Israel with another edition of the Yehuda Project. I'm going to play a song for you to get everyone an opportunity to call in, and I hope you enjoy the music, and here we go.
If this world were mine, I'd place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good.
DJ at Low.
Give me breathing.
This is a DJ at Low production.
Shalom, shalom, everybody. I'm glad that you're here. I am on a different phone, so if I sound a little different, it's only because I decided to use a landline today and not my cell phone, because last time we had the show, my cell phone dropped before the show was over, and we didn't get a chance to complete the show. But I'd like to welcome everybody to the show today. We have some amazing things to tell you today. I see some of my some of the people that were with me on Friday in Washington, D.C., are on the line, and I say Todaya. I wanted to give everybody a chance to get on the line. Right now we have about 6 callers. We're waiting on about 10 or 15 more people to get on the line, but I want to tell you all that are on the line that didn't get a chance to make it, you do not want to miss this episode of our show. You do not want to miss what you're about to hear. Some fantastic, some fabulous, some spiritual things took place. And I'm not going to let the cat out the bag. I'm going to get everybody a chance to call in so we can get people on the line and get things going. And Adonai won't be on the line with us today because he's moving today. So he will not be on the line today. So it will be myself and whoever else would like to co-host the show with me or wants to come on the show and kind of be a filler for him today. So we thank everybody today for having the opportunity to be here. We thank you all for all of your prayers, for all of our traveling mercies. And I want to say something to the listening audience. You guys have really been a blessing. I want to say thank you to everybody that sent money in. People sent money orders. They sent checks. They sent all kind of funds in to help us get through this journey and to get to fulfill our mission. And we just want to let you know, mission complete. I'm not going to let the cat out the bag. I want to so bad, but I'm going to give everybody an opportunity to say what they want to say. But I'm going to let you know that I want you to know this, that Yah is in control. All, mission complete. That's all I can say. From this day forward, I will not allow anybody to speak negative about anybody on this show, because I saw some perseverance this weekend, and I saw some people this weekend that actually loved the Most High and went out of their way to do whatever they needed to do to make sure that the mission was complete. They went out of their way to make sure that Yah's plan went forward like it was supposed to, and it was something else. All I can say is it was just something to behold, and it doesn't take but a few. It takes a few. That's all it takes is a few. You know, it's never in the masses. It's never the masses of people. And everybody that's come on this show and has bad-mouthed the why we need to and who told us to and it's already been done before and we don't know why y'all going, it wasn't for you to know, but I was there. I was there. I seen it in my own two eyes, and I'm going to tell you this, nobody, let me say this again, nobody has went to Washington, D.C. and done that, what happened on the 1st of November. Nobody. So, like I said, I'm giving people a chance to call in. If you got a comment, you want to say hello to everybody, because I know that the crew that actually was there that made sure that everything went off are on the line, and I know they have something to say. So I want to give everybody a chance, like I said, to give them a call in. If you want to push 1 and say, you know, hello, Torah, or whatever, just please do, because we want to hear from you today. We usually get people on the line to just listen. They don't never say nothing, you know, and that's okay, because we don't mind talking. We have a lot to talk about today. So, you know, we're going to let it flow the way it's going to flow. I want to say thank you to all of the sisters, because the Y spirit, that female spirit, took over in Washington, D.C., and the girls handled their business, and the men was there to represent, and they stood and represented, and the Most High used the women, and it was powerful. That's all I can tell you, is it was powerful. It was male, female, and it was powerful. I've never experienced anything like that in my life. Everybody that came, everybody that spoke, all of the male and the female that was there, we want to say Todaya, thank you so much. Dawadaya, we thank you. Thank you for participating. They flew in. They drove in. It was fantastic. I just, you know, you guys missed it. You just missed it. You missed it. You missed it. You missed it. You missed it. Woo, you missed it. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started because it's already, what, 3:40? I'll give them maybe 3:45 because they usually scraggle in between 3:30 and 4 o'clock. You know, like I said, Brother Donia called me today and said that he is actually moving, so he won't be on the show today. You know, but he is another brother that came out of his pocket. He donated his resources. He put monies together. We had a sister in Philadelphia that sent money every first of the month from, I think it was from either September, October, and November. She sent monies to help us. We had another sister from Virginia that sent money to help us. And these are retirees that actually sent money. Some people put money in our PayPal accounts to be able to be a help. And for all of you all that didn't help and couldn't help, you know, we said that's okay. It was only for those that were there, were supposed to be there. And I'm just so grateful. I'm just so grateful, you know, because most of the time, you know, when y'all put something in your spirit for you to do, you know, you're going to have the naysayers. You're going to have the naysayers. You're going to have the gainsayers. You're going to have those negative people that are going to come on. And most of those people are the ones that's not going to stand up and do nothing. So I've come to realize, you know, that the people who really y'all have to use are the people who are willing to sacrifice whatever little bit of stuff they have to make sure it gets done. And he blesses them for their perseverance, and he blesses them for their ability to keep it moving. And for those who couldn't make it, if you couldn't make it, you couldn't make it. And I know that you had us in your prayers, and I want to say thank you to all of those who were praying for us, who covered us. We made it up there on the road safe. We made it back safely. You know, we didn't have any incident. You know, the Most High protected us. The Malachims were there to protect us and to keep us protected. We had the Capitol Police there to protect us. It was just beautiful. It was a beautiful experience. And, you know, we look forward to opening up diplomatic communications now as a nation. We have set the stage for us to open up communications and sit down as a nation to prepare our people's exodus out of here. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to say that from sitting from a standpoint of where I've been sitting, you know, because when you know the Most High and you know how he operates, he always chooses a few good men that are willing to represent as a nation. And I represent him to be able to get the job done. And you know, I'm not going to keep on babbling and talking, but, you know, I wanted to just say thank you to everybody that showed up, everybody that participated on the platform, troopers, real live soldiers, troopers. You guys handled it like champs. You came through. There was no fear. They took our pictures. We were on videotape. We were videotaped and photographed by people from many nations. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful experience. Oh, my goodness. Let me quit rambling on. So I have some people on the line that were actually at the event, and I'm going to set the stage. I'm going to set the stage real quick. For everybody that is listening that didn't get a chance to make it, we had the opportunity. We were going to the Capitol building, and we were marching on the grounds of the Capitol. Well, due to the weather, we did not march because it really was really, really wet at first. You know, we had some torrential rain, some torrential wind blowing, and all of those things. But once we got on the grounds of the Capitol, the Most High provided us an audience, and we had a lot. When I tell you a lot of people were there as an audience. I want to say to all of you all under the sound of my voice, they literally came out of the dome of the Capitol building and stood on the balcony. It was the most powerful thing that I have ever experienced in my life. I thank the Most High for we had African-American people. We had people from different nationalities, people on their lunch break coming out, sitting on the steps. And the Most High provided us with an audience of people that was immeasurable. People were coming from, they came out of buses, it was college students there, it was young children there, it was a multitude of people there, and the Most High gave us the platform, and on that platform, storm was something that I had never experienced in my life, and it was something that had been prophesied over my life that I would be able to do, but I never knew that I was going to do it at that time. And like I said, I don't want to keep rattling on, but I really have to commend the people that took the time and the money out of their resources and the people that helped to support us to get there. The people that took money out of their pockets to help to support us to get there. I say toda yah to everybody. So I'm going to open up the mic to anybody that was there yesterday, that was on the platform. If you want to say something or you want to give your testimony or you want to share with the people, because I'm sure they want to know what happened. And like I said, I can't really, you know, I can go on and on and on and on and on. So, you know, if you're there, you want to have something to say, please, please, please push one. We want to hear what you have to say. I'm not going to take over the control of it because, of course, you know, I could, and I could go there. And if you don't push one, I guess that means you want me to go there. So I'm giving you a moment to push one. And like I said, we thank everybody for just coming, just spending money out of your resources. You know, we all stayed in the hotels. You know, we all went out to eat together. It was just a beautiful environment, and it was just love all over the place. And we did what we had to do. Everybody said what they were supposed to say. They did what they were supposed to do. They was faithful to the end, and we made that thing happen. You know, and a lot of times when the Most High gives you something, you really don't know what's going to happen. You think you know in your mind that you know what's going to happen, but let me tell you what did happen. Because when you know, and it's not until it's over that you can sit down and you can play back the tape in your mind from the beginning, from when you were given the mission, all the way up until the mission was complete. And once you complete the mission, then you sit back and you wonder, you look back and say, so that's what you was doing. You know, and when the Most High first put in my spirit for us to go to Washington, D.C., remember, we were talking about Obamacare and the chip, and we were going, and then right after that, Trayvon Martin got killed. And, you know, and everybody was marching for human rights and social injustice and all of the things that were going on. Well, that, you know, that's when he put in my spirit to go to Washington, D.C. And, you know, we took the time. And I'm going to tell you, it was about maybe five of us, four or five people that actually took the time and put money together, and we developed this flyer. We had this flyer, a 4x6 card, professionally printed up, absolutely beautiful. You know, we contacted all of the schools and the universities, and we invited the professors to come and the children from the colleges to come, and, you know, we just went through this major campaign. So, you know, as we all began to prepare ourselves to go to Washington, D.C., you know, we were under the impression, you know, that our job was to go to Washington, D.C. The Most High would provide us with an audience of unconscious Israel to be able to explain who they were and why we were here and why we were going through the things that we were supposed to go through. So, you know, that kind of set the stage. And all I can say is when we got there and when we really got there, he did those things too. But the most powerful thing that he was able to do was we spoke from government to government. And that is the most powerful. It was the nation of Yehuda and the United Nation of Israel talking to the United States of America. People, they came out of the dome of the Capitol building, that they were in session. They came out of their offices and stood on the balcony of the Capitol building to listen to what we were saying. And I'm going to tell you something. There's a lady that calls on our show, and I'm going to start from the beginning, you know, because all I have to do is say toda yah to, we're going to start with Sister Tamar. You know, Sister Tamar and I met, I'm going to tell you I met Sister Tamar. When I became conscious of who I was and that I was a Hebrew Israelite, one day I was in a gas station getting gas, and this young man walked past my car, and you know, he was just walking, and I said, young man, do you know that you're a Hebrew Israelite? And he said, excuse me. I said, do you know that you're a Hebrew Israelite? And he was like, yes, ma'am. He said, I have an aunt, you know, that been trying to tell me this forever, you know, and I gave him one of my cards, and he's like, I'm going to give this to my aunt, and you know, because she's always been trying to tell me that I was a Hebrew Israelite, and I never listened. And he gave Tamar my card, and that's how Tamar and I met. from that moment on, we have built a relationship, and she introduced me to the International Council of Elders, and I met Abraham Ben Levi Israel. I met Ima Hondura, and then I was introduced to Brother Redoni, and this is how all of these relationships built. Well, I said all that to say this. Tamar was the mistress of ceremony. And you know what? Tamar has a very humanitarian spirit. She has a very sweet, calming spirit, and she was the mistress of ceremony. But before the ceremony even began to get started, there's another lady that calls on this show all the time. Her name is Darashia. And Darashia, she caught the bus from Florida to be a part of the platform. And Darashia was the person that the Most High used as the historian. And while we were preparing and getting ready for the event, Darashia was already dressed and out on the grounds of the Capitol building, teaching the people who they were, telling the story of how we got here, who we were, the atrocities we had to go through, the lies that had been told. And that sister talked for 2 hours with that mic in her hand, and all nationalities of people was there, black people, white people, Chinese people, Japanese people, Mexican people were all, and they were at attention, and she had them at awe, and she was just explaining why we, by herself, she was standing there explaining who we were, why we were there, and you know what, I love her for that. My goodness, my heart goes out to her. You know, that sister has a wealth of information and knowledge. She's putting a museum together, and we're going to be there to support her 100%. Now that the march is over, I'm asking everybody, when she comes on this line and she gives the phone number, the conference call phone number, please call in and donate something to her museum, because this sister has so much knowledge. You know, she said, I'm just going to listen in. I ain't going to say nothing. I said, you got to push one. There was a young man that called in, and this young man called. He was standing there. I think he was from Spain, and she asked him, she says, do you know that there were black people that were kings and queens that ruled Spain? And he was like, of course we know that. We know our history. We know what our history. They were actually from Morocco. They were Moors. They said, we know our history. She said, the Americans just don't tell you all the history, but we know that black people ruled us. So she was just going through all of the motions, and it was just amazing. It was amazing. So she held it down for 2 hours. The 2 hours that she was on there, she talked, she held it down. We were all doing what we were supposed to do. And that sister just is a beautiful sister. And I say, Todaya, I thank you for all the things that you did. You know, they didn't want to get their names, and, you know, they're humble, and we appreciate all that. But at the end of the day, we just want to say thank you for everything, how you represented Israel as a nation. It tickled me, because as I was on my way to my car, to get in the car to go get dressed at the hotel, I heard her all the way at the bottom of the hill. Now, this is a long hill. She says, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob look just like me. She said, they didn't look like the other people that you see. They look just like me. And Darashia is a brown-skinned sister. I just laughed, and I chuckled and went and got on in the car. And I just had an opportunity to just see Israel in effect, those people that Yah used on that particular occasion to get this job done. So, you know, my hat goes out to you. I say, Todah Yah, hallelujah, thank you for all. I hope you can push one, and don't be modest today, because we really do want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say. And if nothing else, can you please give us the number to the conference call, the access code, so that we can call in and support what you're doing, because now that our mission is over, we're in full effect 100%. There's another sister. Ima Hondura is from Missouri. Ima flew in from Missouri, and when she got there, she really wasn't feeling well, and you know, she kind of rested a little bit until the event. And when we finally got to the event, and you know, the stage was set for us, and the people were there, you know, and that sister took that mic, it was over. All I can tell y'all is it was over. She had Tamar reading, and she went to preaching. And I mean, that sister went through that whole Bible. She went through that whole Old Testament, and she used words like, now mind you, let me tell you, now I'm going to set the stage. We're facing the Capitol building. We're facing the people that are standing on the cement because the grass where when and remember it had been raining. So the people are in the grass, the people are on the cement, the people are just surrounding us listening. And that sister took that mic and it was over. Tamar read and Iman, she expounded. And all they heard was words like nigga and scone and spick. And she went through Deuteronomy 28, and she broke it down, and she told them who we were. She told them who we weren't. She told them why we was going through what we was going through. And then she turned around, and she prophesied to the wind. She told, oh, my goodness, it just was amazing. Then she told the other people of the other nations. She said, the same thing y'all did to us is getting ready to be done to you. She warned America that America was in judgment and that the Most High was coming to judge this. Now imagine you got a black woman on a microphone standing and facing the Capitol. She went to, when she got finished, she shook them up so bad they sent word down to the security people and told them to turn the speakers around so they didn't have to hear. They didn't want to, she shook them folks up so bad it was just terrible. They was in session. It was powerful. It was powerful. Brother Abraham stood and blew the shofar. We turned to the east. We said he prayed for everybody. Oh, it was just a beautiful environment. But when that sister got up there and took that mic and Tamar was reading, you know what? She just took the floor and went with it. Wasn't no more pain. She wasn't sick no more, had no more issues. It was no more of nothing going on. She was in perfect condition, and the Most High used her to speak to them people. She spoke to the unconscious Israel. She spoke to the other nations that were standing there. She spoke to the white people of America. She spoke to the government of America. She spoke to the church. That sister broke down everybody and told them that it was time for them to stop the foolishness because the Most High was on his way back to get his people. And it was powerful. And I'm telling you, they were in awe when we got finished doing what we was doing. It was so beautiful. And then here comes Sister Tamar. Sister Tamar with her humanitarian spirit. She told everybody because after Iman shocked them all, she said, okay, everybody, now I know this is a lot to swallow. She said, inhale and exhale. And just read it for yourself, read the scriptures for yourself, and do what you need to do. So, okay, now here we set the stage. We had the humanitarian came first. That was Sister Darashia. She gave the history of who we were, where we came from, why we were in America, what happened to us. She gave the history of all of the kings and what happened and why we were where we were, what we did to get in the condition that we were in. She, just a historian, the Most High sent the historian first. Now, we're talking about ladies now, the female spirit. We went first. We ladies, y'all, my hat is off to you. You did your thing. She went first, and then after she went, then brother Abraham came. He blew the shofar. We did the prayer. Everybody was in. We turned to the east, and ironically, the east faced the Capitol building and the dome. We were right up under the dome in the grass. So we faced that. We were saying our prayers to Almighty Yah. We did our hallelujah. We got down to business. Then Sister Tamar took over. Her spirit took over, and she was our mistress of ceremony, and she was the reader for Iman Hadura. And after that, Iman grabbed the mic, and then Iman went through the curses, Deuteronomy 28. She went through the book of Jeremiah. She went through the book of Isaiah. She went through all of the necessary scriptures to let them know where we were, why we were in the condition that we were in, and that nobody was going to be able to get us out of this condition, and nobody was going to be able to save us, and nothing that they could do would be able to save us. And she broke it down as to why we've been called niggas, and why we was being killed in the street, and why we being shot down, and why we was hungry, and why we the first to be fired and the last to be hired, and no law they would be able to pass would be able to change our condition. She broke it down from the spiritual aspect of it all the way down to the natural. Now set the stage. Now that she's done, now the government steps in, because I represent the royal house of King David and the nation of Yehuda. And when I stepped up to the mic, I made sure that I let them know who I was and where I was from and the government that we represented. And I made sure that I let them know that we were not there for any trouble. We were not, everybody told him that. We're not there to pose a threat, but we're not afraid of who we are. We are standing up as Hebrew Israelites, and I told him by the authority that's given to me by my father's house, but that the scepter would never leave Yehuda, and that Roy King Davis was a covenant with the Most High, that his seed would always be in the earth, and I stood and represented the royal house of King David, and I let them know that we were planning on gathering together as a nation, and that we would be leaving America, and that our job was to get our people together to leave America. I served notice to President Barack Obama. I served notice to Queen Elizabeth. I served notice to Evelyn Rothschild, that we knew that the people, and I told them, I said, when we began to set this up, we chose this area, this grassy area, because it helped. I said, but it should be 35,000 Hebrews behind us. I said, but our people are afraid. You all have our people afraid to come forward because there are other people in the earth that are impersonating us, people that claim to be Jews that are not. I said, but I'm sure that our ancestors built this country, and I'm sure the bodies of those slaves are buried under the soil of this ground, and that this is where we're standing today. So the audience that we had today are the audience that the Most High gave us, and I told them, I also let them know, you know, that the church is going to have to stop lying to people, because the Most High is getting ready to shut the church down from lying to people. And at the end of my speech, I told him, I said, there are nations that are on our land, and I'm serving you notice that you are on our land, you're on our land, and that we're coming, and that if anything else, you're going to have to compensate us for being on our land. And I called out those nations, and some of those nations, Syria and Lebanon and Iraq and the Persian Gulf and Egypt and Palestine and all of the nations that sat on our land. Now imagine, we have microphones, they stood on the balcony of the Capitol building listening. We had people from all nationalities. All of the Chinese people, the Japanese people had their cell phones up. They were videotaping it. They were taking pictures. It was amazing. I mean, utterly amazing. In other words, we told President Barack Obama that the Most High said, let his people go. Oh, it was beautiful. And after that, Brother Abraham got up, and he was the last one to speak, and he got up and told him that we were coming together. The United Nation of Israel has already been formed, and we're coming together. He put the 50 states on notice that we're going to build as a nation, that we're getting ready to start educating our people. We're getting ready to go around and get our people prepared so that they know who they are, and the knowledge was going forth. And the people's response, The unconscious Israel, the other nations that were there, was just phenomenal. They were just in awe. They did not know what we were going to say. They didn't expect us to say what we said, but it hit them in a way that we know that it was of Yah, and that the Most High came through there, and it was government to government speaking. And I'm telling you, people, you all missed it. I wish you could have been there. Once we finished, once everything was done, we packed up, we took our stuff, and we left. And it was one of the most powerful things I have ever experienced in my entire life. I'm telling you, I've never experienced anything like that before. And like I said, I got excited. Forgive me if I was screaming. But I want to say thank you to all of the people. I told our Yah, all praises to Yah. All of the people who showed out, that came there and did, just for the love of the Most High. You know, they took their resources, and they understood the opportunity. They were supposed to be there, and they did what they need to do. And from this day forward, and I can't speak for anybody, and I hope I don't say this in the wrong way, but from this day forward, if you're not about being positive, the negative stuff, don't push one. Because I'm just going to disconnect you. From now on, I saw people that brought what they had. I saw people come with just what they had because the Most High led them there. And it wasn't because it was convenient. It wasn't because it was popular. It wasn't because they wanted the limelight. But they knew that they had to be there because the Most High had something that he wanted to, as a protocol. He told the nation, I'm coming as a protocol. I'm going to send my people as a protocol to let you know what I'm getting ready to do, as a courtesy to let you know what I'm getting ready to do. But y'all's time is almost up. I'm gathering my people because they're getting ready to leave here. The black people that were standing there was in awe. They didn't know what to do. The police officers was turning around with their jaw dropped to the floor. Y'all had to be there. The Capitol police officers was black. They were standing for our protection from the crowd, and things were said that they turned around with their mouth open and hit their jaw hit the floor. Powerful. It was powerful. Oh, my goodness, it was powerful. It was powerful. All I can say is, like I said, Toda Yah to everybody that called, to everybody that came, everybody that put their tools and fuse together and made it there. You know, because Israel, we laughed about how Moshe and Aaron and Miriam, Moshe went from wearing royal garments to herdsman clothes and walked up in the Pharaoh's court with them clothes on, and they looked at him and was laughing and snickering behind their back. But guess what? He came with the power of the Almighty Yah, and before it was over, all of them made the declaration that your God is God. And I'm telling you, when we left Washington, D.C., Iman Hador told them Washington, D.C. will never be the same. Oh, it was just powerful. She pronounced curse on them and gave the word as to what the Most High said he was going to do to the nation, and told him it was up, that it was time for judgment. And I'm telling you, she shook them, and she shook them in that Capitol building. They sent word out there. They sent word out to the police officers. She shook them. It was powerful. Oh, my goodness. Anybody have a comment, question, concern? You want to say something, you want to ask questions, please push one, because I don't want to spend the whole 2 hours talking about it. I've been talking about it since I got home. I've been, you know, like I said, you get a chance to really think about what you said and how you said it and who you said it to and what was the purpose of being there. But when the Most High sent his children to stand in the face of a government and say, this is what's getting ready to happen, prepare yourself because there's no law you're going to be able to, she told him there's no weapon you're going to have that's going to be able to withstand what he's getting ready to do to you. There's no military, there's no weapon that you can possibly bring that's going to withstand what the Most Almighty Yah is getting ready to do to you. Powerful stuff. I mean, some powerful, powerful, powerful things were spoken. Some powerful things were spoken. I've never been in an environment like that. I've never experienced anything like that. I've never had, just some powerful things. The Most High used the girls this time. Brother Abraham was there and two other brothers was there to help to get the thing, but the Most High used the girls this time on the platform. It was absolutely powerful. I'm telling you, they came out of their offices in the dome of the Capitol building and stood on the balcony wanting to know who are these people that's bold enough to come on our grounds with a microphone, a podium, and some people professing to tell us that our government is almost over. It was powerful. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Powerful stuff. Powerful. Israel, all I can say is, you know, get ready. Get ready because some things are getting ready to jump off here. Get ready, get ready. I'm like, you know, that T.D. Snakes. He said, get ready, get ready, get ready. Oh, he going to get it too. He's going to get it too. So everything was, the Most High covered everything. I sat down on Wednesday and I took I wrote a speech. I had the nerve to try to write a speech, and I wrote a speech. And I didn't even get a chance to do what the speech said, because I got a chance to say what the Most High wanted us to say, and we did what we had to do. And I have somebody that's pushing one, so I'm not going to talk the whole time. Eric Cole 404, go ahead, you're on the air, your mic is open. 404, hello.
Terry.
Hello. Air code 404-457, you're on the air.
Jerry.
I don't know who that is. I can't hear you, sir. Okay. So we're just saying, you know, we like I said, we're excited. We're ready for the next movement. We're moving forward. Things are happening. And we have people that are preparing for the next movement. I believe 2014 is going to be a very powerful year, and we're going to move forward, and we're getting ready to do some positive things in Yah. And we just believe that everything is going to work out the way we have it to work out. You know, we didn't know we were even going to have a show today because everybody is still in transition. Some of them went on to New York because there's something going on in New York, and we're just going to keep on doing it as much as the Most High send us. We're going to do what we need to do, and we're going to move forward. You know, of course, we had people that was following us, and, of course, they were watching us, and, of course, they did all that we needed to do. But we had Malachims there, too. So everybody was good. There was no fear. Everybody did what they had to do, and they're moving forward. So, you know, those are the things that we have to say to you today. If you have a question, comment, or concern, please push 1. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say. Anybody have a question, comment, you want to hear anything, you want to know anything, please let us know. We wait. Now, I miss Brother Donia because he usually be talking at least, and he is not with us today because he is moving today. So he let me know that he would not be with me today because he's moving. So we are hosting this pretty much on our own, and, you know, we're trying to make this thing work as best as we can, and we thank everybody because the Most High did something powerful. They have been notified. They've been told what's going to happen. It's not a secret. They don't have to guess. He sent us as government to let them know that we're coming together as a nation. We're coming together as a people. And we thank the Most High for everything and giving us an opportunity to stand and to represent him. And that's what this is all about. It was a representation of the Most High, and we think it's a beautiful thing. So we're going on with what we have to do, and we're moving on to the next phase. You know, the next thing is about getting our nation together, getting all of our paperwork together, our documentation together, making sure that we put all 50 states on notice, you know, that we are a nation and we're coming together as a nation. And then we'll be able to be moving out internationally and being able to do some things internationally to prepare, because we are firm believers that just like he used Moshe for the exodus of the people of Egypt, the Most High is not going to use one man or one woman to do it. We know that. It's going to be a collective effort for us, not only educating our people, and when he opens up their understanding, those people are going to have places to go. Those people are going to have places and organizations that are already put together, ready to accept the mass of the people that are going to come out confused. Some people are going to come out. It's like somebody told me, it's like waking up from a coma. Some people wake up out of a coma calm. Some wake up hungry. Some wake up fighting. Some wake up, but they're getting ready to wake up. And when they do, he's letting us know, get prepared, because the flood and the masses of people are going to come. They're not coming to confusion. They're not coming to hatred. They're not going to come to that, because can you imagine being found out? You've been lied to all this time, and then come into a place where people have attitudes of hatred and it's not love. So I'm warning you. Please, I don't know what you believe in. I don't know what you don't believe in. But this can't be about belief. This is going to have to be about bloodline, because on the grounds of the Capitol, it was messianic and non-messianic, standing up proclaiming what is getting ready to happen, and it's time for our people to come together. The people, the unconscious Israel that was standing there, that was listening to us, that was a part of the crowd, will never be the same. They will never be the same. The people that were of the other nations that were standing there, that the Most High allowed to be an audience for us, will never be the same. They will never be the same, because they heard truth. And he used us to bring truth to our nation's capital. And we did it in love. We brought truth in love. And there's nothing that anybody can say that we didn't. So, you know, my thing is, you know, it's time. Israel, if I can say anything, I can say this. It's time for us to start preparing. It's time for us to get past our isms and schisms It's time for us to start preparing to be able to accept the flood of people that are going to be coming. It's time to, because the Most High used the girls on Friday. He used the girls and the men. It was a unisex event. The females and the males spoke, and we proclaimed the Almighty God, and it was a powerful event. Oh, it was powerful. Woo! So, you know, like I said, if you have a question, if you just want to say hallelujah, just push one. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say. It's important for us to know. You know, we know, you know, that a lot of you just call in week to week to listen. And like I said, now we're getting ready to start helping Darashia, Sister Darashia. She's building a museum. She's trying to get some money together to build a museum, to be able to put our history together as to who we are and how we got here. And the Most High has given her that task to build a museum. And we're going to try to help her and do whatever we can do to help her financially. We want to support her conference call. We just need to start coming together and supporting each other. That is the main thing. That is what we need to start doing. So, you know, those are the things that we have planned. And I just want to say, you know, hallelujah to everybody. Like I said, those people who sent their monies for us to get it done, we got it done. We got those flyers done. We passed out those flyers. They have our website on there. We're going to keep the website up. It is www.noyuny2013march.com. We're going to keep it up, and we're going to revamp it, and we're going to put some teaching information on there, some speaking information on there, and some booking information on there for the churches, for the schools. We had a young man from Princeton University, white guy, came, stood there and would just listen to the whole thing. After it was over, he came over and took a picture with a couple of the ladies, and he said, you know, he went back to his school, and, you know, he carried all our information back to Princeton. We're talking about Ivy League schools was there, and they were there and listening to our presentation. It was powerful. We had a very influential man from China. He was there. He came, he listened, he sat and he listened. And first he came and got one flyer, and when he read, he really looked disturbed. We kind of have our own preconceived notion as to why he was so disturbed, but he was disturbed. And then he came and got more flyers, and, you know, it just was powerful, people. It was one of the most powerful events I've ever experienced in my life. I left out of there charged, exuberated, resilient. I was just ready to do whatever the Most High told us to do. It was a struggle, of course. It wasn't easy. The weather didn't permit us to do the thing that we wanted to do, but we didn't have to worry about that because the audience was already prepared and waiting on us on the grounds of the Capitol building. And when we began to speak, we demanded the attention of the people there because the word was going forth. And when they heard the word and they heard the things that was coming out of the speaker's mouth, they turned around and they gave us their undivided attention, and they were there, and it was just powerful. It was just powerful. It was powerful. It was powerful. Yah took over that day, and he controlled the scene, and he spoke that word seeped into the cement and the walls and the windows and the doorways until they had to come out their offices and stand on that balcony and want to know who are these people that have the nerve to step up to our face and tell us that they're gathering as a nation and that they're getting ready to leave America. Some powerful stuff. And, you know, somebody brought this to my attention. They said, why do you think they're letting the immigrants come in? They've opened up the floodgates for the immigrants to come in. They know we're leaving. We have to leave. They know what we're doing. That's why they're letting so many. They relaxed the laws on illegal immigrants, because they got to have somebody to fuel this community, this country. They got to have somebody to buy into this corporate America lie they sell. And somebody's got to be a consumer to be able to keep this economy boosted. And they know who we are and what the plan is for us. So, you know, I'm just saying, wow. You know, I'm just saying, wow. You know, wow, wow, wow. Please push one. If you have something to say, push one. We want to hear what you have to say. We hope that, you know, we have encouraged people, you know, to keep doing what you're doing, because it's important. And I'm sure that they're going to put it on YouTube. We did not tape it. you know, because we felt like it would be vain for us to go up there and to tape it. We did not even take any pictures. The Most High didn't lead us to take any pictures. He didn't lead us to tape anything. But I guarantee you, the audience that we had that was there waiting to hear us speak, all we saw was telephones, cell phones up, iPads up, cameras clicking. They was taping it, videotaping it, and taking pictures. So we expected to be on YouTube. We don't know what it would be under, you know, but we didn't go there for any kind of vainglory of any kind. We did what thus saith the Most High told us to do, and that's what we did. And that's what we said. So, you know, Washington, D.C. was a major, 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 major victory for us. It was a major victory for us, and, you know, we just want to say Todayah. Like I said, to everybody that came aboard, the people who that committed to come, a lot of people said they were coming, they did not show up. But like I told everybody, those that were supposed to be there, that was on the platform, was there. Those that committed to speak was there, and they did what Almighty Yah told them to do, and it was powerful. It demanded authority. It demanded attention. It demanded reverence. And the weather was beautiful. It was 75 degrees outside. After it stopped raining in that early morning, the sun came out. It was blazing. It was just beautiful. The whole day was just beautiful. We were right by the reflection pond in between the obelisk and the statue of Isis. We was right there in that grassy area, and it was just absolutely powerful. And like I said, I want to say thank you to everybody. You know, it was a beautiful drive up. It was a beautiful drive back. I made a new friend, you know, and the whole thing was just beautiful. It was just it was beautiful. You know, the people were very nice. Everybody was nice. Of course, we had to go through all kind of security clearance with our equipment, all of our stuff. You know, we had to go through X-ray and dogs, and they went through everything we had and made sure that we weren't, you know, up there creating problems. And once we cleared the security and we were able to go up on the grounds, we walked up on the grounds in the face of those who claim to be Jews and told them that they're not, that we are the original Hebrew Israelite people of the book, and that we're here, we know who we are. We're going to start teaching our history and preparing our people to get ready to leave, because our time is almost up here, and then it's time for us to move forward. And we let the government know, you know, and I'll shop and stop lying to our people. Stop telling our people to forge straight ahead, that there's hope. There is no hope. The only hope we're going to have in this clan is to get out of here. It's not going to change for us. It's not going to get any better for us. It's tolerable now, but it's still a very dangerous and a volatile environment. And it's time for us to start being consciously aware that it's really time for us to start releasing ourselves. There's nothing wrong with having things, because we believe, you know, you have to live here before we leave here. We don't advocate people selling all their things and leaving the country. We're not saying that. What we're saying is it began to release your mind, because your mind's got to be free first before your physical man can go anywhere. Release your mind from all of the things that we consider to be important, all of the things that we consider to hold dear to us. Can you at this moment, if the Most High whispered into our ear and said it's time for us to go, can you walk away at this moment from all of the stuff that you've acquired? Some of us have acquired houses. Some of us have cars. Some of us have money in the bank. Some of us have retirement funds. Some of us have a comfortable life. We have acquired a comfortable life. If the Most High required that we walked away from it today, would you be able to walk away from it and not look back? Those are the things that we're saying when we say we're getting our people ready. We're getting our people's minds ready, because we're going to have to walk away from this comfortable life that they've tried to make us believe we have here, the TV and the videos and the cell phones and all of the things, the extra appendages they've attached to us that we feel like we can't live without. The Most High would just say, strip them of all of that and come on back to the land. Would you be willing to do that? If we knew that that's how it was going to go, the choice that would have to be made, because we were talking about that the other day. You know, when it was time for the Exodus in Egypt, he made a command. He said, kill a lamb, put the blood over the doorpost. Some people said, we ain't finna kill no lamb. We ain't killing no good animal for that. And they didn't put the blood over the doorpost. And they ended up dead the next morning. So those are the things that we're telling people, free yourself from some things. And I got somebody to push one of them, let you on right now. Area code 920, you are on the air. 920, go ahead, you're on the air. Hello?
Shalom, my
sister. Darashia?
Shalom, my sister. I was on mute and didn't know it.
Shalom, Darashia. How are you today?
I'm blessed and highly favored, and I want you to know I've been on the call all along, and this phone's been beeping to shut off since you began, so I'm trying not to use it at all because you knew I had a phone situation in D.C.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I'm supporting you on the line. I don't want you to think I'm not here. So I'm going to go back on mute and let you know, keep doing what you're doing.
Can you give us that conference call number and the access code so everybody will know?
All for the call?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the museum conference code number is 267-507-0240, and the code is 372-876. This old bridge.
All right, and is that at 8 o'clock tonight?
8 o'clock tonight, yes, and I will give them the blog talk show that we will go on tomorrow night. We're not going to be on the 267 number tomorrow. Now we're going to merge the Yaha Museum call with the Blog Talk Show. Prince Yosef has invited us to share the wisdom of that vision of the museum on his show tomorrow night. But I can give that information tonight when they call in to the 267-507-0240. And the code is 372-876. Hope to hear
all
everyone
right
on the line. Love you.
Hallelujah.
Love you.
Shalom. I love you too, Darashia. Shalom, shalom. Okay, so we got a lot of stuff going on, everybody. We just want to say hallelujah. I mean, we really, you know, wow. All I can say is wow. You know, it's just wow. I mean, you know, between the museums and the marches and the street preachers and the Knessas and everything, all I'm saying to Israel is get ready for the overflow. That's what I'm encouraging you, to get ready for the overflow, because the overflow is coming. The Most High is getting ready to wake up unconscious Israel. And before you know it, these people are going to come, and they're going to be like lost because they're not really going to know what in the world has happened. Truth has already been spoken. It's been in the land for a minute. We've been speaking it. We've been preaching it. People have been teaching it. It's been all over, but it's getting ready to come in a magnitude that nobody expects. Get ready to be able to receive the overflow. You know, change your message and let it be about love, not about hatred, and be ready to receive God's people the way they're coming, because they're going to come wounded. They're going to come wounded. They're going to come hurt. They're going to come in all kind of, because they've been lied to. And that's the biggest thing that we realize, because we even saw the shock factor on the Capitol Police officers' faces. You know, it's like, whoa, what? We who? Oh, my God, our land is where? And it's with who's sitting on it? I mean, their whole face has changed. And when you can take men, grown men, and turn them around away from their post, and their jaw hit the floor, the Most High is getting ready to start waking up the people. We got to get ready to receive these people. We got to get ready to bring these people into the knowledge of who they are. It is getting ready to be something phenomenal. You know, I can see now how a lot of things are going to happen. I can see now how they're going to implement Sunday law. I can see now how they're going to do a whole lot of things to try to divert the teaching that we're going to be given. But that's not going to matter, because it's not going to stop. Hold on, please. We just got to make sure that no matter what we do, we stay in the plan of the Almighty Yah and be ready to do whatever he's called us to do. Again, if anybody has a comment, question, concern, advice, please push 1. We want to hear from you. because we believe in what we're doing. We see now what the Most High is getting ready to do, and I'm telling you all, he is getting ready to wake up the people. He's getting ready to wake up the people in a way that it is going to be, it's going to be unbelievable. And we've got to be ready to receive the flow because the people are coming, and they're coming in droves. You know, they're coming from all walks of life. You know, you think that it's just going to be black people. I don't know about that because we're every nation all scattered all over the world. It's going to be some Chinese people, some Russian people. It's going to be people from every nation. We're in every nation all over the world. And we realized that when we were out there teaching and giving our whatever was we were doing, when we were giving what thus said the Most High, we had people from all nationalities standing there. And we were worried about whether or not anybody was coming. The Most High sent the people there that was supposed to be there. And they got what they oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, you guys just had to see it. It just was something to behold. It was powerful, you know. And like I said, we got to get ready. We got to get ready. Are you willing? Are you ready to walk away from everything you have? Are you ready to be able to say, I'm leaving it all behind, you can have it? You know, and when you see something like this, your whole prayer changes. And it's like, you know, please allow me to be alive so I can see it happen, so I can be a part of it when it happens. Please allow me to be a part of it when it happens, because this is going to be phenomenal. I mean, it shook the government. It shook them. It shook them to their core. It shook them. You know, it did. It shook them. And everybody can be like, well, you ain't do nothing to them. They don't care nothing about you. They would have wiped you out if they wanted to. Yeah. But you had to be there to see it. It shook them to their very core, and it was something powerful. And they knew it was coming. It was like they knew it was coming, but they couldn't do nothing about it because it was the power of the word. And every Christian that was in that building came out when they heard that word being spoken, when they heard that word being read. But when they got the meaning of what it meant opposed to what they thought it meant, it shook them. They were shook. Do you hear me? I mean, to the point. Woo, they were shook. But you know what? It's all right because the word is supposed to do that. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the bone and the marrow. It, you know, it's gonna cut right to the quick. It's either going to kill or make alive. And they were shook. And I'm telling you, they were shook. And it was some powerful words being spoken, powerful words. Promises was being spoken. Prophecy was being spoken. Judgment was being spoken. You know, just the unadulterated word of the Almighty God was just being proclaimed on the grounds of the Capitol building to the point where they came out of their offices in that little circular white dome and stood. I didn't even know they had balconies on there. Them people was out there standing on the balconies. Shook them. Powerful stuff. We had people sitting on the steps. It was powerful. Shook them. Excuse me, I had to have some water. It's just powerful. So, you know, we just wanted to take our time. We weren't going to have a broadcast today because everybody was really, really tired. But we was going to take our time and just give everybody an opportunity to call in so that we could be able to give our testimony about what happened and let everybody know, you know, how powerful the event was and how the Most High stood up and did what he had to do and challenged the powers that be. You know, and challenged the powers that be. You know, so it was powerful. You know, but we believe in Almighty Yah, and we're going to continue to keep doing what he called us to do. You know, we're gonna make it work. We're gonna make it happen. Like I said, there's some people right now in New York City. they're doing some things in New York City. Our next adventure will be Los Angeles, and then from Los Angeles, we going to Jamaica. They want us in Jamaica. They want us to come to Jamaica so that Jamaica can hear it, and Jamaica's trying to get ready. And then from Jamaica, we're going to Uruguay, and then from Uruguay, we're going over in Africa. I mean, it's just moving. It's moving. They're booking us to come in different places and getting us ready so we can go over here and really start proclaiming the name of the Almighty Yah. You know, and this is what it's supposed to be about, and this is how we build. So if you want to be a part of it, You know, please don't hesitate to email me. My name is Yaina, and it's spelled Y as in yellow, A as in apple, H as in Harry, E-E, N as in Nancy, A as in apple. Then you got Yisrael, and it's Israel with a Y in front of it at gmail.com. You know, if you want to contribute, you have something you want to contribute, because none of us have a whole lot. We just believe in what we're doing, and we're moving out under the unction of the Ruach, and she's given us the authority to be able to stand and to be able to proclaim what thus saith Yah. And it's a powerful event. It's a powerful endeavor, and we need everybody to participate, everybody to come on board. It's whatever you can bring to the table, bring to the table. That's all we've been doing in the beginning. And we've had so many people come against us, so many Hebrew Israelites that have been in this thing a long time. Well, what's the use? Why are y'all doing that? And y'all going to come and get us. And that's that lazy spirit. That spirit that's been in this thing for so long that all they do is sit back and analyze what everybody else is doing. And because they're really, in all actuality, they're afraid. They're afraid to really do anything else. So they sit back and they critique what everybody else is doing, and then they complain and make it seem like that we're just doing this just to be seen or be heard. Nobody sets themselves up and be out in the front just to be seen or to be heard. We did it because Yah told us to do it, and when we were doing it, we understood why we was doing it and why we were there. We went for one reason, but the Most High had us there for a whole nother plan and a whole nother reason. So you know what? Those are the ones that he's proclaiming now, the Joshuas and the Calebs and the people that are with willing to go forth and do what we need to do and make this thing happen. And those are the people that he's going to use to get this thing done. You know, somebody push one. We want to hear what you have to say, what you think. You know, we can't provide you with any video recordings or any pictures to really show you, because it was something you had to be there to see. It was powerful. You know, that he used male and female. Powerful. That male and female was used, and he used it. We saw the power of the Almighty Yah do what he did. It was just powerful. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And we thank him today for all that he's done. You know, we've lost some people. Some people have left the show, you know, but the show don't stop. It don't. It does not stop. We have to keep on moving, and we have to keep on doing, you know, and none of us are great, and none of us are more powerful than the other person. We're just doing what we're supposed to do our part, because he's the master puzzle maker, and everybody has a little bitty part to play. And if everybody just is obedient and do their part, one day he'll grant us the vision to see how all of those parts come together and how everybody's part plays into the other and how it works. Because a lot of people think they know him. And they'll sit back and they'll criticize other people or not want to be with other people because of what they believe, or refuse to talk to other people, or you can't be with me because you don't believe this. Or you don't know the Most High. The Most High loves his people. He knows the condition that all of us are in, and he loves us. And it's through that love that we realize that we have to love each other. And like I said, they coming up out of the coma. They waking up, and they're getting ready to come out of them churches, and they're waking up. And I hope that Israel is prepared for the wake-up call, because once they start waking up and we start getting people together, and people start getting their minds wrapped around what's going on, it is going to be powerful. And now I can see where Jacob's trouble is coming. And then I can see why they're going to start waging war against us. And then I can see how they're going to have an attitude, and the powers that be are not going to want us to survive, and they're going to do everything in their power to wipe us out. I can see it then. It's powerful. Some powerful stuff jumping off. Anybody have a question, comment, or concern? If you want to give a statement, or you want to just share something with us, please push one, because, you know, we want everybody to understand how powerful this is, you know, and what we were doing was of the Most High. You know, and we exhibited so much fear. You know, so many people had so much fear. It was just critical. You know, and we know that the Capitol media department was out there, and they took pictures, you know, and they were there taking everybody's picture, but we was fine with that. You know, we were fine with that. We didn't have a problem with that at all. It was great. It was a really serious, it was a beautiful experience. And we just hope that, you know, like I said, we just hope that everybody shares in the excitement and is there be able to understand, you know. And I wish you just could have seen it. I just wish you could have seen it. It was a beautiful thing. You just had to be there, you know, to really see it. But it wasn't meant, I guess, you know, we just have to, that's something that we'll have to hold dear in our own hearts so that we can have it. But let me give you the number to her show, 8 o'clock. She's having the museum program, and she wants everybody to support her. You know, her phone number, again, is the area code 267-507-0240, and the access code is 372-876, and it starts at 8 o'clock tonight, and she wants everybody to be on the show and to be able to participate in the show with her. And the one thing that I realize is that at the end of the day, you guys, we have to start supporting each other. We have to start supporting each other, or what's going to happen is the few people that do support each other is the people that the Most High is going to use to be able to get this thing done, because we're too divided. We're too divided. We're divided with the male-female issue. We're divided with the Messianic, non-Messianic issue. We're divided with who we are and what we believe. And within those, within the non-Messianics, there's division on what they believe. Within the Messianics, there's division on what they believe. We're too divided. We've got to find a common ground, and that's the ground that we have to stand on. That's the ground that's going to bring us together with the Most High. That's the ground that we have to believe that we are who we are. And they bank on that division to make us look like, to question our credibility. And we won't be questioned. Our credibility will not be questioned under any circumstances. So, you know, we're just trying to bring some unity to it. We're trying to be obedient and bring unity to the whole of the whole as much as we can, and to let everybody know that love has to be the principal thing. We have to love each other. We do. We have to love each other. We've gone from being a religion to a nation. And we were never a religion. We were caught up in religion, but we were never a religion. So we've gone from coming out of a religion to being a nation. And the issue is when we become a nation, we take off of all of the shackles of the religion that comes with the religion. But upon taking off all the shackles, we lose the ability to formulate ourselves as one unit. And everybody goes off and does what they want to do. And it's really dangerous because then, you know, we have a problem in bringing people together and making people come together. But, you know, the Most High has a remedy for that too. Because he said Israel going to have to be, they're going to have to be chastised in. He's going to bring them in. We're going to all come together because, unfortunately, for some of us, chastisement is the only thing that we're going to know and the only thing we're going to understand. So, you know, we're not here to cause any problems. We're not here to cause any division. But he's doing a new thing. He's setting it in order because it's been a very patriotic movement in the past. The women were subservient. They were not allowed to say anything or do anything. But the Most High is setting order. Order being male, female, and that is the order that went forth on the grounds of the Capitol, and it was very, 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 very powerful, and it was sanctioned by the Most High, and he blessed it, and we got done what we were called to do. Now, a lot of people may not agree with that, and you have your opinion. You're definitely entitled to your opinion, but at the end of the day, it's him who makes the call, and it's him who gives the authority, and it's him who gives the power to be able to work behind and do what we need to do, and he's the one that sanctioned us. And like I said, we don't even know what the fallout is going to be and the ripple effect that's going to take that took place on Friday. We don't even know to what extent that it did for us as the group that stood there and did what we had to do. All we know is some people got tremendously blessed. It's some people that's already starting to get blessed in a way that, you know, it was a billionaire birth this weekend. We have a Hebrew Israelite billionaire. I ain't going to give his name, but the Most High has blessed this brother to the point where it's just powerful. I mean, for real, powerful. Some things are happening. They're happening. So we you know, we're excited. You know, we're excited. We're not talking about millionaire status. We're talking about billionaire status. We're excited. To the point where, you know, he told us that we were going to leave wealthy. Well, it's already starting. So, you know, like I said, I want to be with the group that's on the move. And, I, you know, I'm just happy that he's allowed us to be through there. And let me tell you, it does not come without persecution. Believe me, there is much of it. It does not come without sacrifice. There is much of it being done. It does not come without losing some things. There's been a lot of loss. But you know what? All things work together for the good. And that's what we believe, and we move accordingly as we should, and we do what we're supposed to be doing. And the Most High blesses it. And if you can do that without question, if you can obey him without lip service, and you can obey him without doubting, he'll use you and he'll take you as far as he can go. And we're seeing it happen. And nobody was wealthy. Nobody was out there with an abundance amount of money. Everybody scraped up what they could and did what they could. But he met us there, and he provided other people. He touched other people's heart so that we would be able to have the things that we needed when we got there. And when we got there, we had everything we needed, and we made sure that we were able to go forth, and we went forth in demonstration and in power, and we did what we had to do. And you know what? This lady told me something a long time ago. She said, baby, when you go out there, and I was in the church at the time, she said, don't do no more, no less. Do just what he told you to do, no more, no less. And when it's over, you do what you need to do and you get out of there. She said, in that way, you'll stay in the good graces of the Most High. In other words, don't get no glory for yourself, because this is about him. And he's the only one that's going to get the glory. And he was well pleased because we all did what we were called to do. And, you know, we would have liked for it to be more people on our platform, more people on our platform to speak. But there's a very wise man that always tells me this. He said, everything happens as it should. And who was there was supposed to be there. And everybody else that wasn't there wasn't supposed to be there. And the Most High thing got done. So, you know, like I said, I've been talking for almost 2 hours. I want somebody to push one. If you have a question, a comment, anything, please push one. I'm sorry, I had to get some water. But, you know, like I said, we have to prepare ourselves. We have to be ready. Our website is www.noyuny2013march.com. We're going to leave it up. We're going to leave it up as long as we need to leave it up. We're going to revamp it. If anybody out there has any technical savvy and can help us to put together a website, we're going to put together an interactive study, a study group. We're getting ready to put that together so that the people that we reach and the people that have called in and the people that have taken our cards, we're going to still pass out our flyers that we have because it has our information on it. We're going to still pass them out and give them to the people to check out the website, you know, to check the website out and go on our website. And we're just going to completely redo things so that we can start reaching the masses and get ready for our travel because, you know, it's been told to us that we were going to be traveling international. We were going to be all over the world, and people were going to be calling us all over the world to come and speak. And we're just getting ready for that. We're getting ready for that as humbly as we know how, you know, and we're putting calls out to everybody that would be willing to step up, even from the background, even if you don't want to be seen, even if you don't want to be heard. Just call. I mean, email us, call us. Our phone number is area code 513-494-6653. And, you know, if you want to leave a message, hey, you know, I'm really good at this, or, hey, you know, we need Hebrew Israelite women to start putting together some garments and stuff for us. We need, because we don't have all that stuff. We just don't have it. You know, we need some Hebrew Israelite women designers that can design some clothing and some head wraps for us. You know, we need all of that. We need Hebrew Israelite men clothing. We need all kind of stuff to separate us, to represent us as a nation of people. We need it. I mean, you know, I'm not against the garb. I mean, you know, I will wear it when the time is necessary for me to wear it. I like all kind of clothes, though. I wear my regular clothes. I wear Hebrew Israelite garb. But when I come as representing the nation or the government, I'm definitely going to have on the clothes that represent us as a nation. I believe in doing that. So, you know, we need all of those things. We need people that blow the shofar. We need all that. We need to know where to go get shofars, where we can get those things from. But we just need to start acting and moving like a group of people. We need administrative people. We need personal assistants. I need one. I need a personal assistant that would be willing to travel with me and to be able to do the things that I need to have done for me. I need that. That is something that I've definitely been looking for. I've been looking for a couple years so we can put that together. Because when you start moving in different arenas and different channels, when you start going before diplomats and things like that, and you have trips and things like that that you have to book, you can't do it by yourself. It's impossible, you know. And this will be a paid position because people need to get paid. People need money. These are the things that we need, you know. And those are the things that are going to take place, whether we like it or not. It's going to happen because he's going to have people in the earth to represent him. It's not going to be a disfragmented. A group of people all over the place, because that's not him. He does things decent and in order. It's very orderly and mapped out the way he wants it, and it's done very decent and in order. And that's what he's doing, people. He's bringing order to this thing. I know everybody don't agree. Most of you all probably don't agree, but I'm just saying, you know, from where I sit, It appears that the Most High is bringing some order. He is getting together for this part of it, because he has multiple things going on. It's just not about us. He has people doing stuff all over the world. All I can speak about is this particular endeavor on our end, what we're doing. Everybody didn't come from Ohio. Everybody didn't come from Atlanta. Everybody didn't come from New York. They came from all over, all over. So it's a collective group, a collective effort of people that have come from all over for one common purpose. And we laughed together, we ate together, we worshiped together, and then we went out and we did what thus saith Yah together. And for some of us, it was the first time that some of us had even met each other, because most of our work has been done virtually. And that's the new wave now. People are doing stuff virtually via the internet. They're having conference calls. They're having meetings. Companies are doing this now. They're having companies are hiring people to work remotely from home. So this remote virtual and atmosphere that's been created, that's how the Most High is using. He's using that same technology to bring his people together. So for some of us, it was the first time we had ever laid eyes on each other and had talked for and had been working together for almost a year. That excitement was there, that you finally get to put a face with a name. It's some beautiful things happening. You know, and it's going to take some people that's not afraid, because you got to be able to get out there, because he's going to bless you regardless, and in spite of what the enemy does. You got to do it in spite of, because of. So those are the things that we're putting together. We need photographers, people that are there that's willing to help us to put some things together, public relations people that's going to get us ready, because when we go to Africa, we're going to sit down with some of the kings and the queens there. We're going to be talking to some of the dignitaries from different countries, you know, because we're not going to be able to just walk into that country and tell these people, you really the Jews and the blah, blah, blah. They don't want to know, who are you people? Where are you coming from? So we have to have, and this, you know what, it's one word, it's called protocol. All it's called is protocol, and protocol is the way that you have the appropriate measures taken to be able to act correctly in a particular arena. That's all it is. That's all it is. That's all it is. And we have to learn how to do that, because the Most High does not have a bunch of wild banjos and banshees running all over the place hooping and hollering and screaming. No, that's not how he's going to be represented, because he's coming with all power. And when he comes, it's going to be dreadful for some, even some of the Hebrews is going to be scared. Because he, man, look, this is not nothing to play with right here. He is not playing. And we all think we know him, and we call on him like he sits down with us in the morning and he discusses his itinerary over coffee and Danish. And that's just not the truth. We're talking about the King of Kings. That's what we're talking about. The King of Kings is coming. And it's going to be a dreadful day. It's going to be a very reverent day. But it's going to be a day that everybody will remember his, those that belong to him, and those who don't. Because we've been living in a matrix, in a bubble for a very, very, very long time. And we believe that a reality that we've accepted is the reality, and it is just, I have a newsflash for you, it is not. Everything that we're living is in direct defiance of Yah and his word. Every system, everything, the earth is crying out for the manifestation of the sons of the Most High. It's crying out. And he's manifesting us in all power. So, you know, those are the things. Just take those things into consideration if you have organizational skills. Because I've come to find out, and let me tell you what I've come to find out. I've come to find out this, that because we have sold out to the Almighty, and because Yah is our Savior, I mean our King, and that he is the one that has put us together, and because we talk about him and it's all about him, we forget that the people that we're with, that we're talking to or working with virtually on the phone, have had educational backgrounds, and they are very well skilled in a whole lot of things that they don't talk about because they focus their time on the Almighty. But I found out that Yah has brought the best and the brightest people together. And because we don't talk about what our business skills are or our educational background is, because we don't talk about, some of us have PhDs, some of us have master's degrees and bachelor's degrees and all that, we just don't talk about it. But when people start really talking about what they do and how they do what they do, it's powerful when you realize he has brought the best of the best together to be able to get this thing done. And he's purposely trained us in a certain way so that we'll be able to get it done. It's no different than what he did with Joseph. When Joseph was held captive in Egypt, every step he went, every step of the way, when he went from the pit to Potiphar's house, Potiphar put him in charge of the whole house. He ran the house. He was a supervisor of the whole house. He took care of everything that was pertaining to Potiphar. And then when Potiphar's wife lied on him and they threw him in the prison guard put him in charge of the prisoners. And he was, Yah has always taken us, and he's prepped us for our positions of what we're going to do. He's prepped us for the things that we have to do for him. And when by the time he was elevated to the vice regent of Egypt, the second in command from Pharaoh, he was already used to being in power. Whom that he calls, he qualifies. And he's qualifying us. We got all kind of people with all kind of bright intelligence. We have entrepreneurs out there that's already millionaires that are Hebrew Israelites, that are conscious Hebrew Israelites, that have done it, whether they've done it via through real estate property or whether they've done it through sales or whether they've done it through whatever purpose or means that they've done it through, they're talented enough to be able to put an idea together and push it through. Those are the people that the Most High is bringing to the forefront to be able to get this thing done. And those are the people that we're talking to. If he's touched your heart and he's put it on your heart to come and to help, or to come and participate, please don't hesitate. We need you. And every time we get a new person, we always ask them, what is it that you want to contribute? Let's do it. We don't squabble over, will you believe this or we don't believe that. What is it that you need to contribute? Let's do it. It's the building of a nation, and that's what we're doing. It's the building of a people, and that's what we're doing. It's powerful. It's powerful. It's one of the most powerful things that I have ever had to do in my entire life, and I'm looking so forward to doing it because I want to do it full-time. I want to be able to do it full-time. I've always been an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur, and I've worked for myself for almost 25 years, and like I said, I'm used to driving things and promoting things and pushing things and setting things up and getting things together and making things happen. And we did that. We did just that. We made that thing happen. And it was a bunch of us that came together and we brought all of our resources together and we did our thing and we made it happen. And it was powerful. So, those are the people. If you're just newly in this thing, morning and you're waking up and you want to be a part of something, give us a call. Let me get a number again. It's area code 513-494-6653. Call us. Leave a message. Let us know. We don't ask a whole lot of questions. What is it that you want to contribute? We'll include you in the conference calls that are going, getting ready to start happening, and we can start setting up. We need people with technical savvy so we can start setting up these virtual classes and where people can actually call in on a conference call and be able to be a part of a class and listen and ask questions and raise their hand and push one and do all the things that we're doing. We're doing it right now on the Blog Talk Radio Show. We're doing this right now. People never have to leave their home. And then that's how you start building. You build people from all over the country. And then when it comes time for a Shabbat or High Holy Day, then we set it up for the people to come to the High Holy Days and be able to worship together and let people save their monies and start coming. That's how it's done. That's how we build it, one brick at a time. And in love and in unison, and everybody is happy and everybody come together. And you know what, for Israel that's been around that don't want to do it, then it's not for you. We're really speaking to those ones that are coming into this thing, that are newly waking up and want to know where to come. The nation of Yehuda and the United Nation of Israel, we'd love to have you. We're setting up things where you can come. The United Nation of Israel is Yah will gather us. What did he say? It says Yah will gather, yes, .org, gatherus.org. And we need for you to come. We need for you to come. Go on the website, www.noyuny2013march.com. Go to our contact page. We have all of our phone numbers, our information on there. You can call. We still have our PayPal information up. If you want to donate money to the cause, donate money to the cause. We got to start helping out one another. We got to start bringing things to the front. Because the Most High, what we realized on Friday, November the 1st, 2013, when we stood on the grounds of the Capitol building and we addressed the people, that the audience that the Most High prepared for us to be there for, we realized that the Most High is getting ready to wake up the whole world. It's not just us. We thinking it's just us. He's getting ready to wake up the whole world. Everybody's getting ready to be awakened. And it's powerful. It was just something that we seen, and we were like, wow, this is way bigger than we thought it would ever going to be. We thinking we there just for unconscious Israel. But Israel is in every nation. He's going to wake up the whole world. Israel is in every nation around the globe. Every nation. And we've got to be prepared to be able to receive these people. Because they coming with all their knowledge and power and gifts and everything, they're coming. And once they realize who they are, it is going to be no stopping these people. Powerful. And they can't come into a dead environment because it's not going to work. Because once you get over the shock that you've been duped and you've been lied to, you ain't going to be no nonsense for no more foolishness. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. They're not going to listen to you. I don't care what you say or how you say it. They're not going to listen to you. Everything going to be picked apart. They're going to weigh it up against what they were taught. They're going to start deducting all the stuff that's not true. And then when they find anything in there that doesn't resemble the Most High, they are going to definitely remove. You're not going to be able to do it. It's just not going to work. And that's the serious part about it. So, you know, that's why we have this call. You know, this call originally started out for males and females to bridge relationship. And when we were talking about marriage and we were talking about sex and we were talking about homosexuality and when we were talking about all those things, our phone lines was lit up. But when we started talking about nation building and getting prepared to leave, people started not responding. They started not talking. They started not really caring about the things that we were talking about. They call in. They listen. They don't say anything. And that's fine for me. Because one thing you'll never be able to do is you'll never be able to stand before the Most High and say that you weren't told. You know, so, you know, I don't have a problem with that. All I'm saying is, come on, people, let's get together and let's start working together as a team. Let's start working together as a team, males and females. Let's roll up our sleeves. Let's stand toe-to-toe to each other, and let's start working together as a team. Let's do it. Because that's what they need to see unity, and that's what the Most High is getting ready to show. And you, I know it's a very traditional environment. I came out of a very traditional church. I was graduated. I was liberated and set free from all of the things that have happened and all of the things that was going on. But I come to let you know that all of those things, the traditional things, the non-traditional things that are going on, you know, we have to come to grips and let each other know that that's just not how it's going to play out. It's not going to play out like that. The Most High is not going to allow it to play out like that. It's going to be male and female because that's what he is. He is both male and female. And we got to understand that, you know, it's the male, it's the masculine and the feminine spirit that's ruling here. And we have to make sure that we understand what we're doing and how we're doing it and make it happen. So I'm going to give a few more things out and then we're going to end it. Let me give you some more information. 8 o'clock tonight. The National Museum that Sister DeRashia is promoting, she has a conference call number, and her number is area code 267-507-0240. The access code to that number is 372-876. You know, and if you're interested in being there just to listen, support, there's a lot of wealth of information. That sister right there, I don't know if it's any Cohanes or any teachers on the line here, but that sister right there is a wealth of information. I mean, she's an educator by profession, you know, and that sister right there is a wealth of information. And I can see why the Most High chose her to put this museum together, because that sister runs down history and has that history pinpointed, and it's just beautiful how she puts that information together. And I would encourage anybody, you know, get on that conference line. There's a lot of powerful people that are on that conference line that are talking to her. I mean, she's actually had contact with people from Saudi Arabia, you know, and different people from different nations, you know, that are actually trying to help, you know, and bring and getting us prepared for the exodus and getting up out of here. I mean, she blew my mind with some of the things that she told me about how the Most High is using this lady to do these things. And it's like, wow, you know, in the background that nobody really knows about. And those are the things that we have to understand, that, you know, we can't count people out because the Most High uses all of his children. So I would advise you all to do that. Don't forget that the United Nation of Israel, they have their own website, and we're going to go and we're going to support whatever they're doing and make sure that we do whatever we need to do. And their website is Yah Will Gather, and it's YAHWILLGATHER.US. It is YahWillGather.US, and they have all of their information on there, what they're doing and what we can do and how, you know, they're coming together. We're getting ready to start going international. Again, we're going to Jamaica. Some of them are already in New York. They're going to L.A. They're going to Atlanta, you know, and they're going to Jamaica. They're going to Uruguay. Then they're going to Africa. I mean, it's just like the Most High is pulling us in every direction because he's giving, and we're going to the church. Lord, have mercy. We are getting ready to walk up in the churches and tell them, thus saith the Most High. You know, you got to let our people go. You got to stop lying. We're getting ready to walk up in the churches, and when the church gets free, my goodness, I just don't know what's going to take place after that. That's just going to be too much. I mean, really, it's just going to be too much. I can't imagine. You look at the congregation that T.D. Jakes has. I can't imagine that all of those people are going to be free to do, and they're going to be awakened, and their eyes are going to be open, and they're going to be coming with their resources and their talents and their heart, and they're going to want to come. They're going to need healing. They're going to need prayer. They're going to need love. They're going to need teaching, and they're coming to try to find out, what in the world do we need to do now? What do we need to conduct? How do we conduct ourselves? It's going to be a massive explosion, people. Massive. I mean, massive explosion of knowledge and truth is getting ready to hit the earth. I'm prophesying to you. I'm trying to let you know. Y'all can tell them that little girl that's got that lady that got that Blog Talk show on Sunday, either she's incredibly smart or she's incredibly stupid. She got to be one of the two, and I would lean toward the first. I'm telling you because I'm telling you, you had to be on the grounds of the Capitol November the 1st and see what we saw. You had to see how the Most High used male and female to step up to the podium and pick up the mic and let them know what thus saith the Most High, and that their time was up and that their empire was about to crumble. You had to see the anticipation and the anxiety on the faces of the different people that were standing there listening, and the surprise and the jaw-dropping statements that was made, and the looks on the faces of the people that the word came forth and they knew it was truth, and they was just flabbergasted and couldn't believe what they was hearing. You had to be there to see it. It was some powerful things jumping off. You know, and I don't want to keep talking because I've talked for almost 2 hours. Anybody that has a question, if you have a phone number, if you have a Blog Talk show, if you have an event that you're planning, there's something going on that we need to be there to participate in and support, please push one and let us know, because we want to start supporting so that you all can start supporting us. If there's something we can do financially to support somebody, please let us know, because we want to be able to start doing that too for each other and helping each other out as much as we can to make sure that everybody gets what they need and to make sure that everybody is where they need to be and place where they need to be sufficiently, you know, because love has to be the principal thing, that the glue that sticks us together, because we're connected by bloodline and nothing else. Beliefs can be changed, but bloodline is forever, and we have to make sure that we continue to believe that way and to love each other as brothers and sisters in our nation and come together, because we came as a nation. We didn't come as Messianics or non-Messianics. We came as a nation of people, and we will leave as a nation of people. We will leave here. We are leaving here, Israel. Can you walk away from the stuff you have now? If the Most High were to call you and tell you that it's time for you to go, it's time for you to get your stuff together and it's time for you to go, don't take nothing with you. Would you still pick up that cell phone? Huh? Would you still pick those keys up and try to drive to the destination where you was going to get on the boat? Because you're not going to be able to drive your car over the water. They ain't be able to put it on no boat. They ain't taking no cars. All he wants is his physical, live human beings back on the soil where they're supposed to be. Now, once we get there, we don't know what's going to happen once we get on our soil. But this stuff that we've acquired here is going to have to stay here. Have you ever thought it through? Have you ever sat down and thought about what it would take if once we start boarding those ships and those planes? We are not going to be able to take no stuff with us. I told somebody I might have to have a jar of Perm and some neutralizing shampoo in my purse, and they just laughed. They thought it was funny, you know. But you have to realize how programmed we've been. We've been here for almost 400 years. It's been 400 years. 400 years. I don't know how to ride no camels and stuff. I don't know nothing about it. I don't know nothing about living in the bushes. I don't know nothing about it. But you know what I look forward to, because that's where we're from. That's our homeland. We got somebody to push one. Let me get them on real quick. But before we go off the air, Erico 404, go ahead, you're on the air.
Queen, greetings from Atlanta, Georgia. Queen Naya, girl, I wish I was up there to just hug you and say praise the Most High Yah. Girl, you did it. You went forward and did what the Most High Yah told you to do. Girl,
yes,
I am so excited. I'm out, girl. I'm trying to have dinner. I'm sitting all still, and I said, look, y'all, excuse me. I can't hold it no more. I got to go and call. It's no way, Queen. Yaina, that the redeemed of Yah is going forward like you bring it, and ain't nobody saying so. Girl,
ain't
let me
nobody.
Just tell you, I have been working on international stuff for what we're doing. So when you're talking about people getting in position, and I share it with you with me being in business, girl, the enemy and this wicked oppressor has tried to stop everything that we are doing, because he knows that once this funding is in place,
yeah,
we'll be able to bless and help each other more. So, Queen, one thing I want to cry out to you and tell you is, if you have any business owners that are listening to your program that are doing any national and international business. I want to be a source that if they call you and connect and say, hey, I'm looking to source gold or oil or commodities in Africa, because the Most High has just given me a place. So we just hosted the president of Ghana here in Atlanta, and I had the opportunity to be the project. Yeah, to be the project manager over that. So the favor that Yah has just opened up with us is tremendous. So if we, through your program, any business owners say, hey, I want to get into oil, I want to get into commodities, I got money to invest, that can be a pipeline that we do through your program. And then your program is almost like a broker or getting a finder's fee for putting the two together, and that's just an extended resource.
Hallelujah.
These are the type of things that we have to do now. We got to be creative, and the women are standing up. And I don't care anything about, you know, what anybody has to say about us going forward now, because like Yah used Deborah, like Yah used all those other strong queens in the Holy Scriptures. He's using us now, because the only time that two men can be together and Yah sanction it is if it's womb man, W-O-M-B, womb man and man. He's not down with this foolishness that everybody's trying to push down, you know, our throats and making us feel like we crazy because we're standing up saying, to Yah be the glory. I don't care how much you all fight and say that everybody's got to do it. I'll be the crazy one queen in the bunch. I'm letting them know I'm not bowing down to it. I don't care what none of you say. If I have to stand by myself, I'm a mom whose son was a victim of gun violence. So when it comes to our youth, that passion is there. And Isaiah 51 jumps off the page and tell us what's wrong with our youth. You say they wild. They on the corner of every street. They're like trapped people in a tent, but the fury of Yah is in them. And if you haven't been called to deal with that fury of Yah, these young people are so disrespectful. I had to jack up a young man the other day. I walked by, he looking me up and down like, yo, what's up? I said, excuse me, young man, I'm not your equal. I'm old enough to be your mother. I said, come here anyway.
I know that's right.
He looked at me like, I know you were saying, you know, like, who does he think she is? But when I finished with him, I was asking him what his skill was. He was like, I'm in alternative school. I said, that's all right. I've dealt with a lot of young people in alternative school, and you all have some of the best energy. See, Queen, we got to know how to reach them. And this is where mothers and us as women can come in, because men are good, but they just can't do it. They can't do it like we do it. We encourage the strength of our brothers. And I want to let you know, Atlanta, we fired up. Now, Queen, one thing I want you to do, the technology, our phones, our internet, they're getting ready to tap into this and shut them down. So we got to have strategy points that if your phone go out every day at 6 o'clock, come down to the park. If you don't see nobody on Monday, go back on Tuesday. We got to start thinking like this now, because in Atlanta, the phone shops I'm talking about, when I tell you, are flooded, Queen, with people who are saying their phones are locking up. I can't get any reception. My phone has been out for 5 hours. They are playing with, I'm telling you, the technology and the system. That Obamacare, all that stuff they talking about, the website, that's intentional sabotage. I work with computer people, and every day they like, they could fix that if they want to. It's just a ploy that they're doing against the people. And, girl, I ain't going to hold up your line, but I'm so fired up. I know that my fish
and
my potato.
I wish you could have been there. I wish you, but I'm glad that you
called.
Queen,
I'm going to be there on another end. I'm going to be there on another side. Just know that you got this queen in Atlanta working on international type stuff.
All right,
we got to be in position in the land.
So you did come in contact with the president of Ghana. So when we get ready to go over there, you'll be able, you're a source that can help to make that happen.
Look, let me tell you just like this. I don't take lightly what Yah just did for me. I'm walking according to Isaiah 60, when it talks about the gift will make room for you and bring you in front of kings. And Gentiles will be drawn to that brightness. What are they looking at? They are looking at how you say, who did it? Yah did it. Nobody that's saying the redeemed, that Yah is their maker, should be sitting still. We should all be flooding your phone saying, hey, I'm in Atlanta. Hey, I'm in New York. Hey, I'm in this place. Is it something going on up here? Who is my point of contact over here? But, Queen, we got to do it. If the men,
we
want them,
we
love them.
We doing it.
We got, I just want to let you know that I've been out of pocket dealing with a lot of international stuff, but the positioning is sweet now. We as a people, Queen, we don't own nothing. We don't have, let me get a little country, we ain't got nothing. I'm in these meetings where these men are millionaires. They are multimillionaires. They talking about this, but guess what? My color of my skin, for some reason, still has to be wrong, and they try to make us jump through loopholes. But I prayed, and I said, Yah, your word said that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous.
Yeah,
girl, let me tell you,
righteous.
I got a call the other day from a man that's a board member on one of the top banks in the country, and nobody but y'all is starting to shut these banks down. We better learn about what to do when we switch over to this gold system. See, there's some sisters that's got a lot of wisdom and knowledge, and they don't hear it. And when we call into your program, we're just saying, hey, but that... Oh, girl, look, I can't say no more. I love you. You give me a call next week or find out when you and I can talk, off the line.
I will.
Again, congratulations.
I will. You know what I'm going to do? I'm coming to
Atlanta.
I
miss Brother Adonia. I miss it.
You know what? He going to be back next week, but I'm going to call you, and we're going to set up a time where we're going to come down to Atlanta so we don't have to talk over the phone. And we're just going to spend a couple days on the weekend in Atlanta, and we're going to talk strategy and put some things together and get everything together. How about that?
Beautiful. I love it. Shalom.
Because we're on our way to Ghana, and we had an appointment to meet with the president of Ghana last year, but the elections went through. So we're going to get all that together and set that, all of that up, because Ghana is a place. You know, Ghana apologized for selling us off into slavery and opened up the floodgates for those who wanted to come back. They could come back. You know, but we told them we're his hidden ones, and we have to stay in position until the Most High leads us, because we got to come back as a nation. We can't leave our people over here. We have a commission to wake our people up and get our people ready to get up out of here. But we stood in the face of the Capitol, and we let President Barack Obama know, and Eric Holder know, and Queen Elizabeth and Evelyn Rothschild, that we are coming together as a nation, and we will be leaving this country as soon as thus saith Yah, it's time for us to go. And it was powerful. It was powerful. You hear me?
Queen.
I wasn't born to do nothing else. I was born to stand there at that moment. I can't explain to you what happened to me. That girl was powerful. Oh, my goodness.
Feel it. You're about to start something else again. You need to stop. That's why when the scripture
says
it,
was so
weird.
It was Chinese leader there. He looked so worried. I guess he looked at us and said, now, wait a minute, President Obama, you selling us all this land. You didn't tell us that the black people was leaving, the collateral. You signed them up as collateral. Them people trying to get ready to leave. That man looked worried. He looked
worried why, Queen?
When we opened up our mouth.
You know
the
why?
The Chinese leader. Oh, my goodness.
Over in the land, Queen, in the land, the Chinese are buying up everything, and they're marrying our women like crazy.
Yes.
We don't know that over here. Every
Ooh,
other country is looking at Africa right now, but the oppressors putting on the news that all we got is pots on our heads, walking around like we poverty-stricken. That's not so. I sat in the ate dinner in a king's house in South Africa. Black people got it going on. So all black people want to stay here in these Americas, you're crazy. You're crazy if you want to stay here to a land that don't love us.
And guess what? When the time comes, we leaving out of here with wealth. Innumerable wealth. You better bet.
Come on.
Oh, you missed it. Oh, I wish you could have been
there.
Girl,
I'm going.
You know
I got to go. Let me go eat my potato. I love you, sis. Be good.
I love you, too. Hallelujah.
Mute me out.
All right, I'm muting her out so she can go eat her potato. But you know what? This is powerful stuff, man. I mean, this is just some powerful stuff. I thank her for all of the things that she said. I thank her for everything that she's doing, and she's going to be our connection to the president of Ghana, and we're going to move in that direction because we were supposed to go in that direction anyway, and it fell through, and look how the Most High brought it back up. And, I mean, it's just time diplomatically. We changing our political status. We're becoming sovereign. We're becoming a foreign national so we can move and operate in the government that we're supposed to operate under and do what we need to do and make it like we're supposed to. The Most High is doing some powerful stuff. Y'all, he's doing some Oh, my goodness, some powerful stuff. It's just exciting. It's exciting. The energy from it is exciting. Like I said, don't sit back and do nothing. If you have any kind of talents, right down to the smallest, you might be have good organizational skills. You may be the one to be able to keep the itineraries or the phone numbers and be able to be the secretary. We need a virtual secretary, somebody that's at home that can speak well, that can talk to these people and make appointments. We need all kind of stuff jumping off right now, and we need for you to step up to the plate if you want to be a part of it, because you can do it right from your own home. That's what they're doing now. And then be willing to commit yourself to the work of the Almighty Yah. And you know, on that note, we're not going to hold you anymore, because like I said, I've been talking for 2 hours. I've driven 1,000 miles to go do what the Most High said do, and I'll drive 2,000 more, 3,000 more, whatever it takes for us to do what we need to do, just to be able to say hallelujah, we was obedient. Because you know what? Obedience is better than sacrifice. We did it. We did it. We did it, and we do it again if he tells us to do it again. Next, we going international. If the when the Most High say go, we moving in spite of what everybody have to say, and in spite of what everybody think, and in spite of what everybody feel. Guess what? The girls are standing up today, and the Most High is using the girls and the boys together. He says sons and daughters in the last days, sons and daughters shall prophesy, and we get ready to do our thing, and we standing up for what's right. And we say on that note, we want to say to everybody, shalom. Shalom, and we love you, and we're going to see you next week. We'll see you, everybody. Bye-bye.
If this world were mine, I'd place at your feet all that so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the bees, and your love beside me. That would be all I need. If this world
DJ at Low.
If this world were mine, I would make you a king with heaven's hold. You can have anything. If this world were mine, I'd give you each day the sunny.
DJ at Low.
Every sky will be blue as long as you're loving me, baby.
Ooh, when I'm in your arms, life is so wonderful.
This is a DJ at Low production.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Like I said, don't let this be it. We're ready to move. We're moving forward. We did some big boy stuff, some big girl stuff in November the 1st, 2013. From government to government, the Most High used us to be able to put this government on notice that he's gathering his people, and we're about to leave here soon. So that was the most powerful moment in human history. That our 400 years in this place is almost up. Some people believe it's already left. Whatever you choose to believe is your belief, but just know for an surety that our people are leaving this land and we're going back to our own land. You know, and we just want to say our shout out to everybody, everybody that prayed, everybody that gave their resources, everybody that did wanted to come and couldn't, everybody that wanted to give and couldn't give. We want to say Todaya, Dawadaya. We want to say we love you. We don't care whether you Messianic or non-Messianic. It is bloodline that is the glue that holds us together. And love is a catalyst that's going to drive us to our point of destination. And we say shalom, shalom, everybody. And we love you. And we'll see you next week on another edition of the Yehuda Project. Bye.